Support comes from the Black Dog Smoke and Ale House, serving barbecue beef brisket, pork shoulder, ribs, chicken, and more. Slow cooked over a wood-fired smoker. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. The Black Dog, 201 North Broadway in downtown Urbana.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, Lisa Braltz looks back at the 2012 In My Backyard Smorgasbord of Stories.
When I started In My Backyard 2.5 years ago, I knew there was a lot of ground, fertile ground, shall we say, to cover in central Illinois. It's been an experiment that's still going strong. This is the 61st episode. 2012 was a very good year. Local food continues to captivate the interest of eaters in central Illinois. And in case you missed what happened, we're going to recap. In February, In My Backyard visited a couple of Urbana farms, Blue Moon Farm and the University of Illinois Sustainable Student Farm, to find out how their seed ordering was going, since January and February are prime time for seed starting, whether you're a farmer or a gardener. It was actually reassuring to discover that even the larger farms got a little behind once in a while. Also in February, I participated in a mustard swap and came home with 10 different kinds. I suffered a particularly tragic loss of audio that night, so trust me when I tell you, it was a swinging party. In March, I visited Art Martin Urbana and got a lesson in making mozzarella cheese by hand from owner Brian McKay. In March, I also went to a farm in Sydney to watch a pro show some novices how it's done. How shearing sheep is done. The sheep were not impressed, but I certainly was. In April, I talked to Woody Tash, the leader of an organization called Slow Money, about how our financial support of local food enterprise, support beyond buying the products, is an investment that can yield far more than financial and agricultural return. April also prompted me to ask a few friends and neighbors about the rumors I'd heard regarding morel mushrooms appearing in their yards. There was truth to the rumors, but I learned A, that weather can get in the way, and B, timing is everything if the mushrooms actually do appear. May got me thinking about the connection between weather and insects and how that connection affects our growing season here in Illinois. So I talked to University of Illinois professor Rick Weinzierl about it. In an answer to one of my questions, he was not too concerned about a plague of locusts in the near future. I also discovered in May that a fat wallet is not necessarily necessary to have interesting looking and useful garden apparatus. I traveled to Springfield, Champaign, and Urbana in June to sample three distinct versions of a very central Illinois dish, the meaty, potatoey, and cheese-infused horseshoe sandwich. That month, I also took cookbook author Millicent Soris to a farm in Sydney to buy fresh eggs, and then back to my house for a lesson in properly poaching eggs. The results were delicious. By July, the University of Illinois Sustainable Student Farm was literally peddling their produce to the market they held every Thursday on the quad, beautifully showcasing a partnership between the farm and the University of Illinois School of Agriculture. In August, In My Backyard partnered with Common Ground Food Co-op to bring some very inquisitive young people into several backyards to check out gardens, make friends with chickens, and harvest some seeds. I also hung out with writer Janine McLaughlin at Urbana's Market at the Square and talked about her book Farmers Markets of the Heartland while she signed some copies for appreciative market goers. September took me to Arthur, Illinois to visit the Great Pumpkin Patch, where they do it all, as they say, from dirt to dessert. Needless to say, it's not just about the pumpkins down there in Arthur. In October, I chatted with Chef Paul Vurant. He owns V Restaurant in Western Springs, Illinois, about preserving food and using those preserves by the seasons, which was the focus of his book The Preservation Kitchen. He was signing books for a dinner that evening, and if you listen closely, you can hear him slapping the book cover shut as he works his way through the box. That month also found me visiting two guys who have deep knowledge of hot peppers, growing them and their culinary uses. I think of Spencer and Jay whenever I slice open a lemony-scented Fatale pepper. In November, I revisited backyard chickens in Urbana and found out more about Philip, the rooster that had been living in my neighborhood. I also learned that possums and raccoons aren't chickens' only predators in our part of town. I also pondered the concept of the food truck in November, and so visited the young fellows at the Cracked Truck, where they serve innovative, portable food, cheekily named, to hungry students on campus by day, and feed the post-bar crowd by night. Just this month, I talked with Mark and Leslie of the Champaign-Urbana Smorbrod Project about Danish open-faced sandwiches and why it's important for people who cook to give back to their communities. And Justine Bersoni and I talked about why people take photos of their food and share them online, while we took photos of our food and shared them online. As I said at the top of the piece, 2012 was a very good year. If you'd like to hear any of the episodes from this year, you can stream them anytime at www.will.illinois.edu/agriculture/inmybackyard. In the meantime, I'll be hibernating until the middle of February. For In My Backyard, this is Lisa Braltz.